This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a Rick Flair.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. What is today, Ben?
The best day of the week.
What is the other part of the line, Charlie? What is actually today?
Well, that would Thursday.
Today's October 4th. Thursday.
But
which means
it's Bernie Mac skillet day at Dead End.
There you go. That's right. Thursday, Bernie Mac skillet at Dead End Barbecue, which is a generous portion of house-made pimento mac and cheese, topped with burnt ends, garnished with a spicy barbecue wing sauce, green onions, and then you have the spoonful of
chow chow.
That's right. Some good stuff there. I'm going to get onion straws on mine next time.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm getting some crunch in there. I'm getting some texture. Bobby Flay will be very, very pleased with the contrast and textures if I added onion straw. So
yeah,
I'm going that direction next.
Onion straws are clutch. I get the barbecue nachos typically, and I get the barbecue nachos with the burn-ins. That's a little insider tip right there. Doesn't come with burn-ins, but you can ask for it, and they give it to you, and it's amazing. And it comes with those onion straws on top. Can't beat it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
865-255-03, Beach Drive, Waterproof Hotline. And Jeremy Pruitt had his midweek SEC teleconference, and no one barged in. No regular fan jumped on the call and asked Jeremy Pruitt crazy questions like they did with Mike Gundy a couple days ago. But Pruitt answered some questions that I didn't even know was a real question. I didn't even notice that Sean Sandberger didn't dress or travel. Huh?
There's so many things that go on throughout a football game. It's hard to notice some of those minor details like that.
Well,
sometimes.
Sandberger hasn't played for majority of the season. So when he didn't travel, I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's hard to notice.
Yeah, because he didn't play unless you were at the game.
Right.
And you didn't see number 15 on the sideline. But Sandberger, the fact that he is not in the mix right now, and he was a guy who played last year, who showed some tenacity, who showed a little fight on the road against Alabama last year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Sandberger had a chance to be a contributor this year, but it's obvious that he's in the doghouse, and he has not been able to get out. And it seems like he's been fighting the doghouse since the spring, since the staff got here. So you're not going to win that battle. If you are the player and they have a culture that they're trying to set and a bar that is at a certain point, they're not going to waver for you. You have to meet them. And if you're not going to meet them, you're not going to play. And if you're not going to play, you might as well transfer. So I hope that Sean Sandberger answers the bell and meets the coaches where he needs to meet them, because they're not going to lower the expectations of him off the field and on the field and how he carries himself as a student athlete here at Tennessee. But I didn't notice Sandberger didn't dress.
I didn't.
Or didn't travel.
I didn't either. And like you said, it's because he's not one of those big-time contributors like a Darrell Taylor or Jonathan Kongbo, in the sense of Kongbo's always on the field. You notice when Kongbo is not on the field. You do. I mean, he's your starting outside backer. I mean,
but realistically,
he's not necessarily a big contributor.
Yeah,
but
realistically,
he's always on the defensive side of the football. Unfortunately,
yeah. If he left the field, would we really notice the impact at this point?
We would notice that there's not a big body there. We would not. We would not
notice there are only 10 guys on the field, but that's about
it. If you're in the forest and no one's there, the tree falls to make it sound.
Hey, that's a fair point. But it is disappointing that Schamberger can't step up and take over that nickel spot, because Tennessee at times this season has been forced to slide Micah Abernathy into nickel over there into the slot. And I don't know that as a Tennessee fan that I really want Micah Abernathy defending some of the receivers that Georgia and Florida and West Virginia have one-on-one.
Do you realize that this is the hardest that I've had to work at not – criticizing one of our players, and it would be 100% truthful. It wouldn't be unfair. I just don't like criticizing our players.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is not to criticize Jonathan Combo?
It's hard.
Because, mainly because of the stuff that he talked on his way in, and that play last week against Georgia, where he got thrown out of the club. In my day, if I was a D lineman, in that meeting room, you get clowned on. Like, you get clowned on in your own room if you get depleted like that, if you get used and abused like that. I don't know what's going on in this meeting room, but in our meeting room, oh, yeah, you getting some jokes, some big-time jokes.
Yeah,
but I doubt
that's happening.
No, probably not. It's so hard because it's not really unfair criticism. It's just the truth. Like, Combo is just not good.
No.
In that video, it's one thing to get blown up and no one sees it because the TV camera doesn't catch it. The coaches' view catch it, and only the players and the coaches can see it. It's another thing when it's on CBS plain sight and guys like Cole Kubel can go back, record it, and show the world.
And Gary Danielson highlights it in the middle of the football game. And it wasn't Isaac Nauta, Georgia's very good starting tight end. It was the backup tight end,
Charlie Werner.
You get cockroached by a guy named Charlie, you've got problems in
your
life.
Hey, buddy.
I mean,
that's true.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, that was bad.
Look, did you see the Ryan Callahan put out an article yesterday about how Tennessee joined the race for the number one JUCO outside linebacker and defensive end in the country? Mm. And my immediate thought was, great.
Surprise,
another combo.
Surprise.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let Combo's lack of performance here at Tennessee deter you from going out and getting JUCO players. Don't let it do it to you. They still have to evaluate. They still have to coach them up. Trust. Just trust them. Just trust the coaches here. They want to bring in players that know they can help. If they feel like a JUCO player can help right now, then don't be triggered. Don't have the Jonathan Combo syndrome where you're scared of every other player from JUCO. Don't do it.
I'll just know that if I see this young man whose name is Kuani Dang, if he has ice cream in his hand with Kevin Shearer or Chris Rump or
even Jeremy, we should be worried.
Can you see Jeremy Pruitt?
Yeah. He'll be in the picture eating the ice cream with the same face he had when he was sitting next to Bob Kesslerin on his coaching show.
Oh, 100%. What flavor ice cream do you think is Pruitt's favorite?
Vanilla.
I think it's like Rocky Road or something like that.
He
likes a little twang in it.
He vanilla.
Turtle tracks?
Is it moose tracks?
It's turtle and moose tracks. Sorry, I combined
it. It's definitely just vanilla.
You think?
Yeah, man. I think he's just plain Jane on that one, man. Vanilla. 865-255-03. You're making it hard on us, Combo, man. Please start making some plays.
I want him to be good. It'd be so much more fun to talk about.
Because people like trash him in my timeline. Because all I said was, bruh, on that video. Because I was kind of saying bruh because Cole tweeted it out. Like, come on, bruh. Don't tweet it out. Save it. Hide it. Which you can't hide it. It is what it is. But folks were just killing Combo on that video, and it's fair. you can't get set down like that. Can't happen. And then Kay Mays cleaned someone up around the pile. I think it was Alexis Johnson. Newsflash. Do not stand next to the pile. Go find some work. If you don't find some work, you will be a part of someone else's work. That's the way it happens. I learned that lesson as a freshman against Mississippi State. I was standing around the pile, and a defensive lineman was running to the pile, and I was standing there, and he hit me. I wasn't paying attention. My feet was above my waistline, up in the air. That was the last time I stood around the pile. So find some work. All right, let's go to our first break of the day. Then we'll come back. We'll get to Josh. We'll get to Zach, who is waiting patiently on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Be right back.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at AlumniHall.com.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions, and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
All right, let's get to Josh on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline this morning. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Josh, good morning, sir.
Hey, Swain, Ben, Charlie, how y'all doing this morning?
Great, man. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, doing good.
Good.
I did see Cade Mays blow up that guy around the pile. That was not pretty.
It wasn't dirty.
No, it wasn't
clean
either. He was licking his chops, man. He got after it.
Hey, I don't blame him. And if you're Tennessee, you have to be ready for that. You knew he was coming for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got everybody had a target on their back. Cade Mays on the field. So, well, I wanted to talk to you guys real quick about turnover props.
Yes.
You know, you look around college football, and, it's a pretty fun thing to do. I think kids these days react well to some tangible props that adds a little bit of extra incentive to to be the cool kid on the block on the sideline after you get a turnover.
Okay.
Boise State, you know, last year they had a belt. This year they got a friggin' turnover thrown. Jason, this might be right after your time, but Ben and Charlie, do y'all remember Ed, Edd n Eddy, the show on Cartoon Network?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, my mother would not let me watch it, but that's neither here nor there.
My mom was cool.
I was very young when it came out.
I'm just kidding.
Throwing shade at your mama. Man.
I was very young when it was out. Charlie's like 10 years old.
I was older. And by the way, Anita McKee is great. So,
well, nice save.
But do y'all remember Plank? Like the
oh, yeah.
Head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? Well, Kennesaw State, I think, has a turnover Plank. That athletic budget is
awesome.
High. But they got a turnover Plank. Well, you know, I'd like to see a prop on our sideline. I want to get the trash can out of my head. And, Jason, my question to you is, if I make a money bag, can you try and get it on the sideline?
I don't know if a money bag is what we need to be doing on the sideline.
Well, all right. I figure it's worth a shot. I like Pruitt. I like that he's a no-nonsense guy. But I think, you know, some guys holding a money bag during the break, I don't know, might be something that adds a little extra incentive to get the ball hawk a little more.
I mean, hey. Nigel did say that the ball is, I mean, it's the money bag. Go get the money.
Money bag.
Get the turnovers. But remember when LaDron, whatever his name is, Laquon Treadwell,
uh-huh.
Posted that photo with all those bills, those $100 bills when he was going to Ole Miss?
Oh, no.
It's not a good look.
The optics are not ideal having a college football player hold a bag of money.
Yeah, it's just not a good look. I get what you're saying. I think Florida State tried to get close to it with the Dory Explorer bag.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know if it was Charlie or Ben. I think one of y'all said some Monopoly money hanging out of the top. Maybe that's enough to deter, you know, deter the people from having any ill intent about it.
I think Monopoly money we would just get make fun of.
Y'all ain't got real money?
Yeah.
I'll stay away from the money then.
I really do want to do the money bag.
I do too, because it's an awesome idea.
Yeah, we can't. We can't.
But we do need to come up with something to get rid of the trash can.
Yes, absolutely. Cleanse, I'm with you.
Cleanse the sideline.
All right. Well, thank you guys for taking my call. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, thank you.
I guess we had ideas yesterday. Had the punt inside the five chain that we could give.
Mm. The PU chain.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
Where it's the poop emoji.
Mm-mm. No.
But the thing is, there is zero chance that Jeremy Pruitt allows some form of turnover prop on the sideline.
He's not doing that. I'm cool with that.
Except his defensive Bama had. They have the belt, right?
Yeah, but that's Nick Saban's football team.
And they did it first.
Yeah.
They did it first.
Now, that is something I would like to see is the belt. I think the championship belts are much cooler than the turnover chain.
Well, you can't do the belt because Alabama did it first, and you would be just copying them, and then you have to give them credit because you can't copy folks without giving them credit because that's a no-no. So, Bama kind of started it. If I'm Pruitt, I wouldn't want to do it because it's silly and everyone does it. In college football, it was unique then. Just like we should call the show The Barbershop. I mean, that was unique when, you know, 50 other people came up with the idea of talking, sitting down, calling it, you know, The Barbershop or Shop Talk. Now, if we did it, we just following 50 other people.
And LeBron would be coming for our next.
Yeah, he would try to sue us. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Zach. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, Swain. How are we doing this morning?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing good. I'm actually driving myself to school.
Awesome, man.
So I wanted to tell you about the Congbo thing you guys were talking about.
I'm trying to be nice.
No, it's okay. I wanted to start off not to excuse what happened to him because, you know, you got to be able to wrong shoulder that and win that gap. You know, you got to be able to do that.
It's a tight end, man.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. I can relate because I played against Charlie in high school. I was that pancake, and he poured syrup all over me. at least like three times a game. Like, And that's when he was on defense, because I was the other tight end.
He is 6'5", 250. So that's...
And he was, yeah, and he hasn't grown since high school. He's been that size since he was a freshman.
Wow.
He was, yeah, he was unreal.
He's a big dude. I'll say that.
Yeah, but there, like I said, there's no excuse for it. You gotta be tougher, man.
Yeah.
You gotta play with some grit.
Yeah, Zach.
It's kind of sad to watch it.
Zach, I don't think you saying that Combo did this, Charlie Warner did the same thing to you, I don't think that's going to help Combo's feelings. I don't think that's going to make him feel any better.
It shouldn't.
Because what do you do now for a living? Are you in the NFL?
No, sir.
Are you in the CFL?
I am not.
What about the Football Alliance League? Any football are you playing professionally?
No.
See, no, that's not going to make Combo feel any better.
Oh, I was trying to make it feel better.
He's going to feel worse. Oh, man. Yeah, that was a bad play. That was a bad play. You don't want to get done like that by a tight end.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. I got to check into class in a few minutes. Y'all have a good day.
See you, man. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the phone call.
A way to be a good student and going to class. I remember when I was in school.
Going to that, clearly going to 8 a.m., which I'm
surprised he's about to walk in at 7:22 because
I'm... Yeah. As a former college student, going to class this early, I would...
It was a miracle if I left the house by 7:30.
Yeah, I would be hard-pressed to be anywhere near college at that point.
Zach is being responsible. He's being on time. Because Zach knows if you're on time, you're late, and if you're early, you're on time.
It's true.
Yeah, Zach knows this.
Zach's the real MVP this morning.
You can get those seats right in the front.
I'm going to get my hotkey ready for Turkey Man.
Apparently, you may have to use it for me today.
I might have to. All right, Turkey Man. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning, Turkey Man.
Good morning, individual. Hey, I'm checking our traffic control boomer and see if it got their ears on there and see if it gonna let me land this thing this morning.
We right
you
here,
talk,
man.
You talking about that turnover gadgets. I'm going to suggest two things. One is an orange skillet on a chain. And the other, you remember them old crank ice cream freezers, you know, before people got lazy and plug it in? Them old crank ice cream freezers?
Turkey Man, that might be a little bit before my time.
Well, they still got them.
Okay.
And you crank them. You know, instead of plugging in, you do the work.
Do they still?
And so they can go sit down and crank an old ice cream freezer and putting in the work.
Hmm.
And now they're eating.
Okay.
So now you can hit your button because I've landed. Talk to you later.
That's good. Short and to the point.
This is my favorite part.
You still haven't played the best one on there that you put in this week.
Oh, put it in reverse, Terry.
Are you saving that for the right time to use it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's the best one you put in there.
Add it to this week.
Now, I like this idea. Swanee on Twitter says they should just mock the whole turnover prop deal and hold up a poster board that says, "Coach lets me hold this sign because I did my job good."
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. I actually love that.
Perfect. But you know what it takes to be able to do that? It takes being able to recover the football on the fumble and getting a pick.
Yeah.
When is the last time we have got a turnover? It's been a while. So
been a while.
The whole point of the turnover props is to actually get turnovers. Hopefully we can do that next week.
Four forced fumbles against Georgia. None in the hands of Tennessee.
None, son.
And one a touchdown for Georgia.
How does that even happen? And it wasn't like they were like on the Georgia player picked it up on the 2 or 3 yard line. They ran it 35, 37 yards.
I mean, you had Georgia. I saw some comments from Kirby Smart's press conference this week. He got asked about them fumbling the ball so much. I mean, you caused a legitimate problem for Georgia and ultimately didn't capitalize on any of it.
Georgia's not the second best team in the SEC right now.
Who is?
It's LSU.
Okay.
They play each other. So we'll get to see the showdown.
I think Georgia is the better football team, but I think LSU is playing better than Georgia right now.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the season, we'll look back, and I think Georgia will have – I'm still not buying into Joe Burrow. I don't know why. He keeps proving me wrong every week, but there's something about him that I just can't buy into him.
How about we say this? Today, LSU is a better football team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Today, LSU is a better football team.
I think LSU is about to go to Gainesville and absolutely smack Florida because Florida did not look good against Mississippi State. They took advantage of Tennessee's 7 turnovers 2 weeks ago. And Felipe Franks did not look all that great the last 2 weeks. And I think going up against one of the best defenses in the country, he's going to have a rough day.
I'm not supposed to say this as a media dude, but his face makes me mad.
I was not expecting that.
Like, his little smirk on his face, because he's a Gator. He's a Gator quarterback. His little smirk on his face makes me mad. With that goatee, it makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Because he balled out against Tennessee. All right, let me put that down. Let me put down my former player.
He's always, feelings. Like, pulling on his undershirt, trying to get it below his jersey.
I don't know, man. Something about his face I just don't like.
I wish Tennessee's defense would have felt the same way.
They got next year. It's always next year. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Again, 865-200-5503. Yeah, I think LSU is a better football team right now than Georgia. And Georgia defensively did not really impress me at all. Missouri was able to have some yards against Georgia, and then we were able to do some things against Georgia too. Not enough, but we were able to move the football. And LSU right now, their defense is on point. They cover well on the outside. They have pass rushers. And then Joe Burrow, I think, is the equalizer. He is the missing piece for LSU. I think they are the second best team in the league, LSU right now.
The real question is, who is the second best team in the East?
It's Kentucky. It's not even close, I don't think.
Resume-wise, yes. But if Kentucky and Georgia were playing this Saturday, you would pick Kentucky over Georgia on a neutral site?
Georgia's the best team in the East. You said who's the second best.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I said that wrong. Who is the best team in the East?
Oh, the best is Georgia.
It's Georgia.
I don't know.
Yeah, second best team is definitely Kentucky.
I do think Kentucky could push Georgia around a little bit at the line of scrimmage, though.
Because they're not scared of them.
Yeah, I really do. They got some really good dudes
because
up there.
Swain mentioned it that Georgia's defense hasn't been all that impressive this season against Missouri. Missouri ran it down their throat right up the middle because Georgia is missing that Trent Thompson from last year, that Roquan Smith up the middle.
Yep.
And Benny Snell running up against the teeth of that defense.
I think Kentucky could beat Georgia.
It's a pretty good matchup for Kentucky.
I think everything would have to go Kentucky's way to win. But I definitely think they could.
I think Kentucky's a solid football team that they don't need Georgia to play like crap to win. Yeah. Like, if Georgia plays 75% of their best and Kentucky plays 75% of their best, I think we're still talking about a one-score football game, maybe. Kentucky is – they're good.
Yeah.
They're strong in the trenches on both sides of the football. They have – probably the best back in the league. They have a quarterback that's dual threat.
Now,
Kentucky's for real.
What worries me about Kentucky?
I still pick Texas A&M to win this week.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm picking in that game yet. But the thing that worries me about Kentucky in that particular football game against Georgia is that for the next 3 weeks, they play at Texas A&M, bye week, Vanderbilt at Missouri. So Vanderbilt and Missouri won't.
Vanderbilt. That was half effort.
Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt won't be too. It'll be a tough game, but Kentucky should win.
Kentucky Vanderbilt won't be tough?
Vanderbilt will punch them in the mouth, but I think Kentucky will respond to it. Like, Kentucky will win by 14 or 17 points, but I think in the first half, Derrick Mason's teams are always throw you a punch in the first half. They don't finish the punch, but they do always throw you a punch in the first half. So my point is Kentucky can't roll their helmets out there and expect to win. They're going to have to show up, or Vanderbilt will beat them, was my point. But
they don't need your permission to punch you.
That is correct. And don't say that after you just got done with a rape trial. But that's neither here nor there. Those three games, Kentucky, I'm interested to see how Kentucky's depth makes it until November 3rd, because those are three SEC games that can really test your depth, and it may be a completely different Kentucky team that we're talking about the first weekend of November. So I do hope that Kentucky stays healthy, because I want to see this Kentucky go up against Georgia. I think that makes for a great football game. It honestly could decide the East.
Yep, could be. 865-255-03. We are going to go around the SEC a little bit more after the break. I got a chance to listen to Tony Basilio yesterday a little bit, and he was talking about this whole Tyson Helton deal. And, yesterday, Pruitt was with the offense again, and this may be something to monitor and keep up with. As the play calling needs to improve, Pruitt over there on offense, do we see more improvement? Do we see some changes? I know they are working on a lot of back shoulder throws. Charlie, what you got there?
Well, just speaking of the play calling, Pruitt did get asked about it last night, and we can talk about what he said.
Let's do it. Let's do it. 865-200-5503. Be right back.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Insurance. Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See?
But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
All right, Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Design, 42SD.com. Call Mike at 865-382-7007. The only company I trust my branding with. Go to SwainEvent.com. Check out their work. We just wrapped up the new Swain Event website a few weeks ago. And I'm bragging about it because I love the new website. 100% custom. Only done at 42nd Street Design, 42SD.com. Call or go to their website to fill out their website form for more information. All right, Benjamin, where are we going?
We are going to Athens, Georgia, after we visited Athens, Georgia. I guess it was yesterday or Tuesday, but over the weekend during the Tennessee-Georgia game, Georgia baseball player Adam Sasser, allegations came up against him that he used a racial slur toward the Georgia quarterback Justin Fields during the Tennessee game. And on Wednesday, Georgia announced that Sasser had been dismissed from the team over the alleged incident. And later on Wednesday afternoon, Sasser took to Twitter to issue an apology. He said, first and foremost, I want to apologize for my actions at the football game. I totally understand why my actions were offensive, and I am deeply sorry for any pain or distress that has caused anyone. Secondly, I would like to apologize to the University of Georgia, my teammates, and my coaches for the past 3+ years and say that I am extremely sorry I have put you all in this position and wish nothing but the best for everyone. So just Georgia made the absolute right decision. They deserve an early attaboy, in my opinion, for getting rid of a cancer. It's pretty simple. Just don't be racist. Don't be racist at a football game. Don't be racist on the baseball field. Don't be racist at your home. Don't be racist during class. Don't be racist while you're drunk. Don't be racist while you're high or anything of that nature. Just don't be racist. It's not that hard. It's simple as that.
I think I couldn't say it better myself. Yeah.
Yep.
Over in good old Tuscaloosa, not only did Nick Saban go on a rant about the student section, but he also announced that sophomore defensive back Daniel Wright has been suspended due to a violation of team rules, and he was not at practice on Wednesday. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on Nick Saban attacking their student body yesterday for not being in attendance for a 50-point blowout win over Louisiana Lafayette. I get what Saban is saying, but part of me is like, dude, your games are boring, and you're playing Louisiana Lafayette in September at 11 a.m. Central Time.
I think it's hilarious because as ridiculous as it is, it's just the truth that Saban has done this to himself. He has created a football team that is so good that it is boring. When you win every game by 40 points, honestly, that's not a great entertainment product. And people come to be entertained. That's why you buy a football ticket. And it just is what it is. I think it's valid by Saban in some sense. You want your fans to come out and support the team. But also, it's just sort of his own fault for creating such a juggernaut.
He's doing it because he can.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Saban does what he wants to do. And he can call out the fans. He can call out the student section. And no one's going to have anything to say about it because he's Nick Saban. He can do it. So if I was a student, do I want to go to a game at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday after I've been out partying? hanging out with the frat boys and doing whatever the frat boys like to do. Charlie, I don't know.
Butt chug.
Don't want to get up in the morning after a butt chug session.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get out of class today and go back to the frat and get some butt chugging in.
Oh, totally kidding.
Very accurate description of what happens. Yes, that's spot on.
I wouldn't want to, go to an early game either. So, I mean, what is Nick Saban going to do? Is he going to be like, oh, it's okay? No, he had to say something. He wants the stadium full at all times. I get it. And then if you're a student, you don't want to go to a game at 11 o'clock. So it is what it is. Nick Saban's done this before. I really stop reacting when Nick Saban does this because
– I think it's funny at this point.
I think it is funny too. But it's Nick Saban. He does what he wants to do. As far as a Sasser, it's Thursday. I'm surprised no one got their hands on him yet because – I'm surprised nothing happened in the game.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, he was confronted, at least according to the report. Everyone around him was like, hey, you can't say this stuff.
Good.
But that was the extent of it.
That's what it's going to take, man, to get rid of that mindset. Is it's going to take peers, people around, guys like this to make sure that they understand it's not acceptable. And you got to check them on the spot. But I hate that for Justin Fields. I hate that for any player, even though they didn't hear directly. But there's no place for that, period. No place for in sports, outside of sports. There's no place for it at all. So Georgia did a good thing by dumping this kid. Get rid of him. Because what's going to happen is if you keep him, he's going to get targeted. Someone's going to get him. Someone's going to get him. And so you just want to prevent anything else from happening. You want to prevent any type of retaliation because you still have students. You got Georgia students, not just athletes, but you have students that may retaliate. So you're actually protecting both sides here by going and dismissing this young man. So good job. Good job, Georgia, for that. All right, let's go to the phones. And
yeah, you're going to have to check your text message to figure out who this one is. Maybe you need some master's degree help.
I mean, what is this? Like a game show now?
It's an orange and an American flag, and are you still blanking?
It is Vol Patriot.
No,
the orange close. Patriot.
I believe it's the father of Vol Patriot.
Correct.
Vol Nation.
Vol Nation.
Ah, gotcha. Vol Nation, good morning.
Good morning, man. You got Trivia Pursuit going on.
Man, I guess it's a game show up in here.
Oh, that was a pretty good guess, man. You look at the flag and got the orange going on. That was pretty good. That was good. So next time, I guess, you just need something orange and then actually the United States up there or something. And then
it's an orange emoji and then the United States, the American flag emoji. And so I probably should have gotten that, but I was thinking Colonel, I was thinking Patriot. So, and usually you don't call this early, so.
That's true. That's true. I was had a little spare time this morning, so let me call in, man. You guys are doing a great job as usual. I was listening to you guys talking about Coach Pruitt and going over to the offense, and I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, well, wouldn't that be actually healthy? Because he is a defensive guru. There's not much he hadn't seen or done, And so with that, going over to the offensive side of the ball, giving his expertise to them and saying, okay, this is what, you're probably going to be seeing, these are some of the keys, this, and that, giving them some help so they can scheme better. Not always maybe, and maybe interjecting some on, hey, what are we doing? But, maybe also beneficial to kind of just give him some insight on how to prepare, through that process. Because you say he not only coaches up the players, but he's coaching up the coaches as well. I think giving him some, maybe greater insight on what to expect, when you're playing an SEC team and when you're, scheming against Auburn, since he's, of course, coached against them before, may give the offense a little bit better insight on how to prepare. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're German Pruitt, let me just use myself. I would probably want someone in there that I don't need to really go over there to their field to make sure that, that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, which I don't know if that's why Jordan Pruitt's over there. All I know is he wasn't over there a lot during fall camp and at the beginning of the season. He's been over there a lot more because – maybe because of the offensive woes. And then you're hearing rumblings about them not being on the same page and, you know, Basilio putting out what he put out yesterday on his show about how, you know, Trace Armstrong is kind of behind the scenes, you know, trying to make his client sound better than what he really is and Tyson Helton. And I know Trace Armstrong's game because he was Pruitt's. No, he was not Pruitt, but he was Butch Jones' agent before Butch Jones switched from Trace Armstrong and went to Jimmy Sexton. And remember, Trace Armstrong was also the agent for, and still is, Tom Herman. They had that deal pretty much done to go to LSU, and Trace Armstrong and Herman did some, I won't say it was, like it was low class or unprofessional, but they had a deal done to go to LSU. And they tried to use Texas to get LSU to get more money, and LSU was like, fine, get out of here. And that's why he went to Texas. The deal was already done. They kind of reneged on the deal. So I don't think Trace Armstrong has, like, the best the best perception because of what happened. And Trace did the same thing when Butch Jones was a coach. He was behind the scenes kind of making his client sound better than what he really is. And I've been hearing some of that stuff is going on with Tyson Helton, according to Tony Basilio. So that is just something to monitor. That's all. Hopefully, sure, it does not become a problem. But I do agree with you. It could be a good thing. It could be a really good thing to have the head coach over there on offense because everyone kind of puckers up. Everyone pays attention a little bit more. I remember when Coach Fulmer used to come over to the wide receiver room. It's his team. He hired the receiver coach, so he can go in whatever room he wants to go into. And we would pay attention a little bit more. We would ask questions a little bit more. We was on alert when the head coach was in our room. And I think these offensive guys are on alert a little bit more and should be on alert because Pruitt's over there working with the offense. And when he's coaching the DBs, he's telling the DBs things that, like, he wants them to do to stop a passing play from being successful. Maybe him over there on offense, he can help those receivers and the quarterbacks be successful with things that DBs don't like and kind of share a DB's weaknesses. So it could be good. Honestly, it could be bad. I mean, there's it can go either way here.
Well, I figure, you know, by the week 10, we'll know whether Tyson Helton's going to be back next year or not.
I think that's accurate.
But, also, I wasn't sure how Callaway was doing. Have you heard anything about Callaway? And also, pertaining to Sapp, I don't know if you've been watching Sapp or not, but, you know, with him on the field, man, he's got some quickness about him, some speed getting to the sideline, see it and go hit it. I've been really impressed with him, you know, kind of getting the stuff together as he's getting better each week and things of that nature. Him and Batuli in there, I know he's kind of subbing for Kirkland, but I wasn't sure if you had heard anything about Callaway, whether he's gotten better and things of that nature, you know, because I know he went out last week or whatever, and, you know, when you're dealing with concussions and all that, then you really have to be careful with these kids before you, like, just put them back out there on the field. And I want y'all to talk about my Titans, man. My Titans are 3-1.
Yes. Looking
good. You know, we done whipped up on them Eagles, you know, had to go ahead and get them taken care of, you know. And Mariota's looking good, man. I mean, mm-hmm. As he's getting healthier, you can see him getting more and more comfortable in that offense, more confident in the offensive line and his players, the wide receivers. I mean, they're all beginning to excel and beginning to really function as a unit, as a team, and they're blossoming, which is good. They're not peaking yet, but they're blossoming. And I think their defense is stellar. I think they're doing really well. And they make it difficult on other offenses, man. I think they're going to be strong as long as we can stay healthy. I mean, we're doing some big things out there. We got the Bills up next, but you know, I want to get some projections on what you think about the Titans this year. Also, like I said, don't forget about Callaway and the news on him and the basketball team, man. I'm ready for some basketball now.
Let's talk about everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of
come on, Vol Nation. You at the menu ordering everything, man.
I wrote it all down.
This is like Golden Corral, man.
I know, man. There's people behind you, Vol Nation. I want to eat.
Callaway Sap Titans basketball.
Titans and basketball in Callaway, man.
All right, we got you, Vol Nation, man.
I appreciate you, fellas.
Thank you. 865-255-03. We had Attaboy coming up here shortly. All right, guys. Let's do Attaboy. Because we got to do Attaboy this time on the other show. So
you want to hit a quick break real quick? Or do you want to just jump into Attaboy?
Let's jump into it. Let's jump into Attaboy. Let's do that. Let's jump into Attaboy. Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every 2 minutes, a woman in the United States is diagnosed with breast cancer. It's the second leading cause of cancer death for women. Premier Surgical's physicians partner with each patient to help them choose a treatment option that's best for them, including breast-conserving surgery. Go to PremierSurgical.com right now for more information about breast cancer surgical treatment. That's Premier Surgical expertise you can trust. Now, I've really enjoyed, for Attaboy, finding good things that are happening in the ancillary sports at Tennessee, ones that are not football and basketball. And I got a couple more of those today.
Going to Quidditch.
I got the Quidditch team, the High Lie team. You're not. Well, I'm not even old enough to really remember High Lie. I just know about it. Just look it up. Anyway, today, track and field and women's golf. And I'm going to for the track and field. Is cross country completely separate from track and field? Okay, so cross country. I apologize. Tennessee cross country runners Katie Thronson and Carl Thiessen this week were both named SEC Freshman of the Week after their performances over the past few days. Thronson, in her first three collegiate races as a freshman, finished in the top three in each, and she's been Tennessee's top finisher in each competition. And then Thiessen was the number two finisher for the Vols in the championship 8-kilometer race in Wisconsin. Impressive stuff there. And then out of women's golf at Tennessee this weekend, they participated in the Starmount Classic in Greensboro, North Carolina, and won by 35 strokes. They smashed the field, had an incredible performance, and won by 35 strokes there for the women's golf team. So congrats to all of them. Big attaboy. Keep doing good things with that Tennessee on your chest.
Very nice. Speaking of former, I guess not former players, but former Tennessee player Armani Moore gets my attaboy today because he is playing for the NBL overseas, which is, I believe, New Zealand. That's the team that he's playing for, but they played the Phoenix Suns yesterday and were just 5 points away from beating the Suns. Armani played 23 minutes at two offensive rebounds, 5 rebounds total, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 6 points. So impressive showing against the Phoenix Suns. He signed a training camp deal with the Pacers last year, so maybe some NBA scouts see the Tony Allen in him and maybe want to get him in on a postseason roster. In postseason roster, you want those defenders on your team that can maybe lock down the opposing team's best player, so maybe this will allow Armani to get another shot in the NBA.
Dude always had a real fight.
I loved Armani. That spin move he would do at the top of the key, right before he drove the lane.
Great team leader in his, I guess his last year was Barnes' first year.
With punter, Hubs.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun.
I am going to the great state, just for this one, of Alabama. That's right. I'm going to Alabama for this attaboy.
Good things happen there too, I guess.
Correct.
Sometimes.
Every once in a while. And this is one of those times. So, this might mess up your allergies a little bit, guys and girls. So, in Alabama, here's the first part of this article. Friendship may not technically be in the security guard job description, but that has not stopped Officer Ronald Saladin from becoming besties with one of the kids he protects and serves. Six-year-old Braden Henson first became best friends with the school's resource officer because of his genetic disorder. The first grader suffers from a condition that means he was born without sweat glands. So this kid cannot go outside if the temperature is above 74 degrees because he may overheat. So while all of his classmates were outside enjoying recess at this elementary school, Braden had to stay inside. When the officer saw Braden sitting by himself, he asked the youngster if he would like to patrol the school with him. And they have been best buds ever since. The friendship has ensured a new level of popularity for Braden amongst his fellow students. And the officer even bought Braden a little police officer's uniform so he can look the part for their walks through the school together. Quote, he felt left out and I didn't want him to feel left out. His mom was afraid he was going to get picked on and bullied when he came to school, what the officers told local media outlets. It's definitely a blessing like it was meant to be. So really, really cool situation here. I'll tweet this out. Is a young man who cannot go outside because he does not have any sweat glands. And so he will overheat, has to stay inside during recess. So the officer takes him around and lets him work with him. So really cool story there out of the state of Alabama. 865-255-03. We got touchdown turnover coming up next here on the Swain event. Hour two is brought to you by Alumni Hall. So we'll be hitting hour two here in a few moments. We'll go to the text box. Also, Facebook Live comments to start hour two after touchdown turnover. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline.
We gotta make sure that we get to all of the myriad of subjects that Vol Nation dropped on us, the laundry list that he has for us to discuss. So,
yeah, because
talking everything Vols.
Vol Nation's ordering up the whole menu.
Corte Sapp, people, the Titans, Tennessee people basketball, in line, like, Marquez what, Callaway.
What about me? Can I eat? Can I order something? And Vol Nation was like, no. No. I'm the only person in line here.
It's my food, punk.
Joe Hall says, speaking of pancakes, what are you guys' thoughts on the K-Maze cheap shot? I don't think it was cheap. I thought it was a part of the play. Looked pretty clean to me.
Whistle had not blown yet.
Hour two coming up.